Μαγαλήνη, νερουφάρο.
The former freedom fighters who came from all the provinces numbering more than 500 gathered in Chinoy on Saturday expressing disappointment at the ongoing tensions between the youth and themselves. The war veterans said a faction calling itself G40, known to be sympathetic to the First Lady Grace Mugabe, has been exposed, adding First Lady Grace Mugabe has finally realized that she cannot lead a faction in a country. Speaking at the meeting, War Veteran Secretary General Victor Matemadanda said members of G40 who have no history of the struggle were taking advantage of a communication breakdown that existed between the war vets and the First Family before they met President Mugabe last month. Matemadanda said the First Lady has realized that she cannot lead a function when she is the mother of the nation.
Many people without a history of their own, as far as the struggle, the revolution is concerned, have been capitalizing on this lack of communication. And we are closing that door. It's not going to happen again. We are never going to give them a chance again to get between us and the First Family. Our First Lady can never be part of a faction.
Matemadanda said the war vets are not going to be part of the organizers of what he described as a poorly organized 1 million men march because they don't want to be associated with failure. Matemadanda said some elements within the G40 faction want to rope in war vets in a last-minute effort to save face for those who failed to organize the much-publicized events.
This is not coming from the president. It is coming from people who want to cause another division. They want, when this thing fails, they want to blame it on war veterans, as though war veterans are the brains behind it. We do not want people who create things and try to blame them on war veterans. Because if the youth have organized their march, let them do it.
The war vets whose meeting was punctuated with a lot of down with G40 slogans said people who are trying to cause confusion in the party are the same people who say there is a plot to kill President Robert Mugabe in order to succeed him. They added that the people saying this should be arrested and forced to tell the nation the alleged culprits. Sanyati MP and the National War Veteran Secretary for Business Development, Runesu Blessed Geza, said those who are spreading lies to the nation that their people want to kill the president must provide tangible evidence to the police or risk being arrested themselves for causing alarm and despondence in the country.
They must be held accountable for their statements. It's a serious offense.
Yes.
Right. Yes, where is they? Hey, where is they?
National Consultative Member for Kadoma, Jimaya Muduri, who is on a whirlwind tour of provinces, is preaching the gospel that Vice President Mnangagwa and Grace Mugabe have no factions. Jimaya, who is claiming to have been sent by Mnangagwa, who is his uncle, said Mnangagwa will not try to take ZANU-PF leadership while President Mugabe is still alive.
I went and asked the Vice President about talk that he wants to wrestle power from the President while he is still around. That is until 2023. But the Vice President said he didn't want to take over from the President because the two of them have been together since the liberation struggle. I respect him.
Conducted for comment, Sarama Oka says the war vets are misrepresenting facts and dared them to come and contest her if they think they are more popular than her in Urungwe.
2018, I, my Mahoka, won't be intimidated by anyone. I want real men to come and challenge me and see what will happen.
The old vets backing Mnangagwa seems to have propelled his function Lacoste above G40 that seems to have lost direction since First Lady Grace Mugabe has been out of the country. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.